Essay 6. Understory. What an interesting word, as it pertains, that is, to the bottom floor of a forest ecosystem, the first 10 or 15 feet above the ground. I never thought about that word until today, its implication that the real story is happening up above, in the canopy, for example. All of those lush layers of leaves propped up there 70 or 80 feet, lifted on long trunks to luxuriate in bright sunlight. Down here, down under, it's a different story. Not much of a story at all most days. In these woods, the trees are spaced far enough apart, maybe 15 to 25 feet, to allow in just enough light to support a structure that hovers between 3 and 10 feet above the ground. No ferns billowing up from the ground, only some wildflowers, weeds, a sprig of grass here and there, then just layer after layer of a scrubby-looking small tree I don't know the name of. They may be sapling hornbeams, of which there are many more mature versions around, but the bark on the small ones looks different, mini-pocked, like birches, rather than the muscled-up gray of the adult hornbeam. In any case, they are scraggly, ragged-looking things, if you notice them at all. A stick-like stalk of a trunk, an assortment of crooked branches arching out and around in a weeping fashion, like broken umbrellas littered here and there with broad, tear-shaped, ragged-edged leaves, proportionately outsized for the spindly branches they hang from. A bland, bedraggled band of tramps entirely beneath notice most days, truly under any possible story. But today it was different. Today they were the story. The path I walked on today traverses laterally an incline that slopes down generally toward the east. At my typical walk time, especially this time of year, the leaf peak moment, the sun is just above the tree line on the other side of the road. Sunlight streams in straight sideways, illuminating the first floor of the forest, the understory, with an astonishing brilliance. As I headed up the incline toward the crossway's top path, I started to notice it, the bright flood of light transforming what, without it, would be simply drab, ochre-colored blobs of leaves hanging listlessly in the still air into now spectacular arrays of lemon-dropped topped waves, a broad ocean of them, wide, peaking, about to crest over, flash frozen in place, each tipped and riddled iridescently with sunflecks. It was breathtaking. I started and halted my walking every 20 feet or so. At some places, I stopped to watch them as if from shore, their mountainous shapes tumbling off towards something like a horizon. As far as the eye can process, at least in the contained spaces of the woods. At other places, I was floating out among them, surrounded well above my head by their gentle, warm, undulating swells. My daughter was born on October 20th, tomorrow. The day before she was born, Carol and I went on our daily walk in a woods we had been to before, but were less familiar with. It was gorgeous. She was gorgeous. After about an hour, we realized we were lost, had missed a turn, or taken the wrong fork. It took us at least another hour, maybe more, to find our way out. Carol was exhausted. We both thought at one point, without saying so to one another, that Bridget might come into the world right there, scarily, on the late October leaf fall of 1986. I tried to prepare myself to handle it, which is, of course, impossible when you have no knowledge whatsoever about or prior experience with matters of that sort. I figured I would wing it and hope for the best. As it turned out, we found our way that day, and Bridget was born in a proper hospital the next day, safer, even though that additional day added no knowledge or experience whatsoever to prepare me, to prepare us, all three of us, this now new family, for what was to come. It was such a beautiful walk up that long sloping hill together with a son, Joe, joining us a few years later. No knowledge, no experience, nothing to remember or forget along the way, just the climb, forward, together, the year after year leaf falls, together. Today, I took a quick look back. So beautiful. Every leaf perfect. Turning this way, that way. An eternity in each turn. Where I have been, all the leaf falls I have seen. And then forward again. Alone, I was tempted first to say. On my own. But not really. They are there every step of the way. All three of them. With me. On my way. The understory. But today, the whole story.